Let's start, though, with the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. With us now is legal analyst and constitutional attorney Jeffrey Lewis. Jeffrey, thanks for being with us. So how significant is this in the greater scheme of things? He's a liberal justice, although, as you know, I mean, he certainly has sided at times with the more moderate, even conservative wing of the court. Is the president likely then to pick somebody who is even more to the left?
Well, it is historically significant if he fulfills his campaign promise of nominating a female African-American to serve on the court. It would be a first. But as you point out, it is not really significant in the sense that it's not going to change the ideological bent or of the court, because any nominee is likely to be just as liberal as the retiring justice.
Yeah, and the conservative majority right now is having their kind of blockbuster season or term as we go into this next one here. So what do we know about the people who are on the short list? Because there's always a short list. Every administration has one.
Right. The three names that are being floated around are Michelle Childs, who's a district judge out of South Carolina, who's been nominated but not yet confirmed to a higher court. And then Leandra Kruger in my state, justice of the California Supreme Court, who's never gone through confirmation process in the U.S. Senate. And then U.S. Circuit Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson of the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia.
A lot of people are often surprised to find out that in order to be a Supreme Court justice, you don't have to have been a judge. You don't even have to be an attorney, right? Is there a possibility that there's another candidate out there, perhaps another black female, who is not a lawyer, not on the court, but would make a really good Supreme Court justice?
It is theoretically possible, but I don't think likely. I think that President Biden wants smooth sailing. His poll ratings are low. He is likely to pick somebody who's already gone through and survived a Senate confirmation process.
And that's another reason that there was so much pressure on Justice Breyer, right? Not only was he getting up there in years and people had wanted him to retire, but, you know, the Senate could flip. And then also this administration, it needs a win, and confirming a young liberal justice is a win for people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And by the way, there's no guarantee with only 50 members of the Senate being Democrats. If just one of those Democrats defects, there's no guarantee that President Biden will have his pick unless he picks somebody that might garner some Republican support.
People also like to think that Supreme Court justices are, you know, that it's kind of a very clean process. There's no politics involved. But in fact, do these potential candidates lobby or do what politicians would do in order to get people to vote for them?
Yeah, absolutely. Or more likely, the proxies, people who have interests in having their particular favorite candidate go through the process. So if there are prominent politicians who favor Childs, Kruger, or Jackson, you could expect those proxies will be lobbying the president.
People making their calls. A legal analyst and constitutional attorney, Jeffrey Lewis. Jeffrey, thanks.
We are continuing.